And so they were, they started out of, they had Dietrich camp. There was airplanes everywhere. There was Herc's, there was great big C-130 aircraft. There was sky vans and all kinds of planes, small airplanes. There was planes flying, helicopters flying up and down this valley. It was like a war was going on.
And at this point, this is after
this
Lewis
is,
held
this
up
is
in
1974.
Court. Are they kind of doing the right thing with the road?
Well, they surveyed the road and they built, you know, people here, the demeanor of the people here during that whole controversial time frame from 19, when they built that ice road until they built the road was opposition, 100% opposition. Nobody here was gung ho for the road. A lot of the old timers here didn't want to see the change to the country. Harry Leonard says there would be a stream of beer cans and whiskey bottles. Styrofoam cups is what you see now along the road. People were concerned about the impacts to the game resources in this area. A lot of the people here were living off as a major. And so we've had, those were valid concerns. So the state of Alaska, because of concerns expressed by people on the North Slope, Barrow and the North Slope and various affected communities, the state legislature and governor closed the area to hunting without concern to the subsistence users. And Wiseman is the only village within this Dalton Highway. 5 miles on each side of the Hall Road, it was closed to hunting. Well, we were concerned about the hunting, the animals, but then it got to where there was no hunting. And so the enforcement, the old-timers that lived here, when it became moose season, they weren't going to starve. They went hunting. Season was open. They were hunting illegally. Fish and Wildlife Protection turned a blind eye to that. What are those people going to do? That was something that fell through the cracks. Hunting season was open. They hunted with them, so they didn't pay any attention to that. It was primarily set, the closure was set because there were going to be thousands of pipeline construction workers, and they'd have shot the tar out of this game, the game in a very short time frame. So they closed it to all train vehicle use and to hunting. And it's currently a statute, state statute, that there is no use of all-terrain vehicles, motorized vehicles, for hunting, big accessing these resources here. These are very delicate permafrost underlain terrains, and the impacts to those terrains were also under consideration because of the pipeline and how heating the ground is going to affect those upheaval or subsidence of the ground. And so all of those regulations were put in place during the construction of the pipeline. They're still in place. You cannot, there was a firearm restriction put on. They closed it to hunting and they put a firearm restriction on and they closed it to all terrain vehicle use. Those statutes are, they opened it to hunting in 1982 for bow and arrow only hunting because the firearm statute is still in effect. North of the Yukon River, all the way to Prudhoe Bay, you cannot use a firearm for hunting. The general public, and you cannot use an all-terrain vehicle.
And that's within this 5 miles?
It's within this 5 mile corridor.